local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now starts now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 50 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Local headlines, state, national, sports, entertainment, pop culture, wacky stuff, good news. We got it all. Thanks so much for tuning in and, as always, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. The text line, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. We get started right off the bat with our top three stories today. Number one, Hamas won't release more Israeli hostages after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the militant group's conditions. Those conditions included leaving Hamas in power and a complete Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. An estimated 240 hostages were taken in the October attack. More than 100 were released in prisoner exchanges a couple of months ago. New Hampshire's primary is up tomorrow. Donald Trump, the clear favorite, and his path to the GOP nomination appears all but secure. Of course, yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis announced he was dropping out and supporting Donald Trump in the process.
We can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackage formed of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
And DeSantis was polling in the single digits in New Hampshire, Donald Trump sitting at 50% support and Haley at 39%. Austin, you and I talked about this in the 4 o'clock hour. Neither one of us surprised by this necessarily. Mm-mm. The timing may be a little bit surprising, but we had opined and discussed last week after Iowa, in which, contrary to what Governor DeSantis may say, he did put all of his eggs in the Iowa basket, hoping to, go to all 99 counties, hoping to come away with a stunning win in Iowa and really pick up steam because of, just the lack of numbers that he's seeing in New Hampshire. And, of course, Nikki Haley, South Carolina, coming up next. So he said, look, he finished second in Iowa, but overwhelmingly Donald Trump was the winner. Right. And then when is the next time that a DeSantis campaign, which – really, from the start, has never really had significant positive momentum. When would be the next opportunity for them to do that? Because 2 weeks go by and Trump has either swept the primary so far or Haley's picked up her home state of South Carolina. It's it. So, the decision, not surprising, little surprised by the timing of it, but being it was yesterday. But
yeah, well, I mean, as you said, I know that he said, oh, no, because he doesn't want to come off as desperate. He doesn't want to come off as like, I really need this state. He doesn't want it to be that way. But that's exact actions speak louder than words. And as you said, he visited all counties going all in on Iowa. And while he may have been second place, we knew it was Trump's to lose. And that was proven. What he was just
one vote away. And it was Nikki Haley from winning all 99 counties.
Yeah, that's the thing. So he was just one bit away from winning all 99 counties. So DeSantis didn't even have a chance. When that happened, I think it was just like, okay, this isn't going to work. I'm done. Yeah. You know.
And also today, stocks closing at new record highs, both the Dow Jones and S&P reaching fresh all-time highs. The Dow Jones went above 38,000 for the first time today as well. Those are our top three stories today. 6:15, our first check of the roads and weather this hour.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, boy howdy, was it a rough evening. We had a lot to report on, but luckily it seems like most of it has subsided. We do still have a little bit of issues on I-10 westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard there. There was an accident report there earlier that caused a lot of issues, but while there's still some congestion there, it should be dying down soon, hopefully. Outside of that, Pensacola's looking fine. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good as well. Caroline Street, same can be said for that. So if you are dealing with some issues away from that little chunk of I-10 West, you should not be dealing with them for too long.
Well, cold weather is finally leaving us here for a little bit here across northwest Florida. We're in the 50s today. We'll be in the 50s tonight, but you'll notice on Tuesday, highs get into the 60s, a small chance for rain during the day. And then by Wednesday, we are well into the 70s for highs, and we'll stay there for the rest of the work week as thunderstorm chances return. Our best chance for thunderstorms look to be Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. Yeah, the weather's going to be a lot cloudier than it was last week. A bit warmer, too, that for sure. And also, we're going to have increasing rain chances as we get further and further along. Taking a look at what's happening locally. Authorities in Santa Rosa County today are officially calling off the search for the missing kayaker that went missing late last week. 41-year-old Jeremy Point was reported missing late Thursday. On Friday, searchers did recover the kayak underneath the Escambia Bay Bridge. Today, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office confirming that the search had been called off and that the weather conditions since his disappearance would have been unsurvivable. Also, a student at Gulf Breeze High School. Some good news here locally. He's being celebrated for being a Good Samaritan following a motorcycle crash this morning.
So I waited for the traffic to kind of clear up, and I just booked it. And I noticed the man was unresponsive on the ground, like laid out like on a star position. And in my head, I was like, that's not good.
And that 17-year-old Cole Clark talking with Channel 3. And following the crash at around 7 this morning, Clark ran to the scene, performed CPR. Short time later, three adults and EMS crews arrived. The injured motorcyclist is now recovering at a local hospital. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he'll be at Navarre High School this week to announce his 2024 Service Academy nominations. Gaetz will nominate 46 individuals to the Air Force, Military, Naval, and Merchant Marine Academies. That ceremony is open to the public Thursday night, 6:30 to 8. Again, that is at Navarre High School. Also here we do, from Baldwin County, this happening on Thursday. Police there arresting the suspect accused of stabbing a woman near Heritage Park in downtown Foley. 40-year-old Bernard Abney is now charged with assault with a deadly weapon as well as attempted rape. And family and friends of Kayla Atwood, the Pensacola mom whose remains were found last week, they gathered over the weekend to release balloons in her memory at 12th Avenue Park Saturday. The woman's ex-boyfriend, Mikhail Fountain, is charged with Atwood's murder, and she left behind four children. 619, we'll take a pause there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention business and homeowners. Are you tired of that red dirt driveway? Are your customers having to dodge potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance pave a way to a better business and a better curb appeal. Patriotic is veteran owned and operated and servicing the entire Gulf Coast and offers seal coating, line striping, patching, and full paving, both asphalt and concrete for residential and commercial. Get a free quote today or get more information at patrioticpavingllc.com. That's Patriotic Paving.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE, now from $31,245, and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line, now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Plus take delivery by February 29, 2024. For details.
Pensacola Opera's 41st season, opening with Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, January 26th and the 28th, a tragic tale of the madness of matrimony. Lucia is madly in love with her family's fierce enemy, but an arranged marriage to save her family might just drive her mad. Donizetti's beautifully tumultuous score is a masterpiece of drama, heartbreak, love, and madness. Tickets start at just $25. Learn more at PensacolaOpera.com or by calling 850-433-6737.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, similarly to our last traffic update, you're really only going to have problem in one spot. That's if you're traveling westbound on I-10 just past Pensacola Boulevard. We had an accident there a little while back that caused a lot of congestion, and hopefully it should be dying down soon. But outside of that, there's nothing that appears to be holding anyone up for too long.
All right, cool story, bro. Let's get an update on the weather.
You're trading in your jacket and taking out the rain gear, warming up and chances for rain moving into the forecast for Tuesday. You'll feel that warm up, lows only in the 50s and highs into the 60s. By Wednesday, we have 70s in the forecast during the daytime hours, and that will continue for the rest of the week, plus those chances for rain. Small chance on Tuesday, a 50-50 chance on Wednesday, and near 100% chances on Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
Could not have said it any better. 56 degrees, mostly cloudy skies right now, and it's not going to get any cooler than that overnight tonight. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A cruise ship that sails out of Florida is going to undergo a deep cleaning. The Carnival Elation returned to port in Jacksonville today after a number of guests reported symptoms of stomach flu. No reports of serious illness, but the cruise line is encouraging guests to be diligent and frequently washing their hands. Stomach flu, this latest bug here that's been going around, I know it's hit our family, except me, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. Church family has gotten ravaged by it, but this particular one, I don't know if it's the case of all stomach flus or not, but this one seems to be contagious for about a week after all the symptoms are up too. So I have no doubt that people who, you know, they spend their time, their money, all the effort that goes into planning for this cruise, they come down with the sickness the week before, they get over it, they're saying, oh, okay, like just in time to go on the cruise, they get on the ship, they're still contagious, bada bing, bada boom, yeah. You have a cruise full of sick people. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, Jesus, how terrible. And a bipartisan bill is looking to crack down on illegal sex work at massage parlors. The bill unanimously cleared the House Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee as Florida ranks third in the United States in human trafficking cases reported. The bill would strengthen massage parlor requirements, including how dark they are allowed to tint their windows, and increase penalties for licensed massage therapists who are found to have participated in sexual misconduct.
Pro-choice advocates in Florida are marking the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade. There is a pending ruling from the Florida Supreme Court on the constitutionality of the state's current 15-week abortion ban. If upheld, a 6-week ban will trigger 30 days later. And a Polk County family.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to play audio.
You're good.
I'm sorry. I guess that's half my bad. Hundreds of activists are planning to gather at the Florida Capitol tomorrow to call their legislative action to help victims of violent crimes. Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice is helping lead the push for policy changes in Tallahassee. The organization has about 1,400 members throughout the state. Some of the goals this year are to fund trauma recovery services for survivors and adjust penalties for low-level probation violations.
And a Polk County family had an unwelcome surprise over the weekend. A 60-foot sinkhole opened up in Kyle Austin's front yard.
Well, lucky it's not our house. No one got swallowed up. The guy in Sefner, he got swallowed up a few years back, so it's thankful that our family is safe and there's no damage at this point.
Yeah, at this point being the operative phrase there, right. Kyle says that he and his family will be staying with relatives until it's stabilized. Like, I'm not a homeowner yet. I one day dream of owning my own home, but I'm not sure if I was in Kyle's position that there is an Army Corps of Engineers out there that could tell me with relatively certainty that it is stabilized and you'll never have to encounter this thing again. I think I am listing this in the fine print, you know, maybe a little asterisk. Could be swallowed up by a sinkhole in the next 30 days, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, I just don't know how you trust the structural integrity of your own home when a 60-foot deep sinkhole just appears like that. I mean, that's frightening, man. I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
And then let's see.
You just go to national headlines.
Oh, okay. Far. I was trying to make sure. I'm like, did we get all those?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. National headlines here real quickly. President Biden is honoring two Navy SEALs who are presumed dead after going missing off the coast of Somalia. The two disappeared earlier this month during a special covert mission to seize Iranian missile parts on their way to Yemen. The Navy identified them as Special Warfare Operator First Class Christopher Chambers and Second Class Nathan Ingram.
COVID precautions have delayed the damages trial in former President Trump's New York civil defamation case. It was supposed to resume today with Trump possibly taking the witness stand. The jury is deciding how much Trump will have to pay to E. Jean Carroll after another court ruled last year that he had repeatedly defamed her.
And the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died at the age of 62. The King Center says that Dexter Scott King passed away on Monday. His wife, Leah Weber King, says that he passed peacefully in his sleep at their home in Malibu. He had been battling prostate cancer.
The convicted Michigan Oxford school shooter is appealing his sentence of life without parole. This as his parents' trials are set to begin here in the next couple of months. The state appellate defender's office said that they are assigned to represent the teen in his appeal, and they plan to fight any efforts to have him testify in his parents' trial. Jury selection for his mom will start tomorrow. His father's trial will begin on March 5th. That's a look at our national headlines today. Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute is up next. We're back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, recapping the NFL divisional round, looking ahead to the conference championship Sunday. when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Joint airstrikes today by the militaries of the United States and UK against eight Houthi targets in Yemen. That in response to the Houthis' continued attacks against international and commercial shipping and naval vessels in the Red Sea. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis Sunday suspending his campaign for president, endorsing frontrunner Donald Trump. Trump reacts on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
He's dropping out, he endorsed me, so I appreciate that very much.
Trump holding a rally with former GOP rivals in Leona, New Hampshire tonight ahead of Tuesday's primary. Trump's remaining rival, Nikki Haley, hopes to win over DeSantis supporters in tomorrow's voting.
Now we're down to two, and so now I'm showing the contrast between me and Trump.
Haley is speaking in Salem, New Hampshire this evening, introduced by New Hampshire Governor Sununu, who endorsed her. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Could the U.S. economy see an interest rate cut as soon as March? It's not out of the question, according to Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin. He told CNN the economy seems to be reasonably healthy right now, with the job market holding up, consumers still spending, and inflation inching closer to the Fed's 2% target. Most economic watchers don't expect the Fed to lower rates until later in the year, but Barkin said you make the call when you get to the meeting. Good news for fans of dairy-free food items and Carvel. The ice cream chain, it's in 18 states, is partnering with Swedish company Oatly to add oat milk-based items to Carvel's nearly 300 stores. The products to include strawberry soft serve, cookies and cream, scooped, and chocolate peanut butter, scooped, plus flying saucer sandwiches and frozen dessert cakes made with Oatly. Shares of Oatly today surged 12% on the news. Stocks did rise again. The Dow Industrials adding 138 points to close above 38,000 for the first time. That's Your Money Now.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Packers had every opportunity to knock out the 49ers, and unfortunately, they didn't get the job done. Packers fans can be mad about the loss, but when cooler heads prevail, you have to walk away from the season happy because it clearly exceeded expectations. Not only did Matt LaFleur show he could be a good coach without Aaron Rodgers, but Jordan Love displayed he has what it takes to be a franchise quarterback. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Paid actor portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked quite a bit about DeSantis dropping out of the race, leaving it a Trump-Haley contest, and what that means for the Republican Party going forward. We also talked about the perennial effort to change the state bird in Florida, which is always entertaining, red light cameras in the city of Pensacola, and coming up Wednesday from 7 to 8, we're going to have a radio town hall with Mayor D.C. Reeves. You can call in or text your questions. The whole hour he'll be in studio. That's Wednesday from 7 to 8. Listen to all of these segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, has not been much to report on so far this hour. We are still dealing with some backups on I-10 West just past Pensacola Boulevard from a previous accident report. And actually, I hate to say it, but it seems like the congestion has worsened some. It's still not too severe, but it has gotten seemingly worse. So if you are traveling I-10 westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling in that direction, look out for that. Outside of that, though, the rest of Pensacola is looking fine. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway from Gulf Breeze over to Tiger Point and into Pace Milton areas. Caroline Street's looking fine as well.
All right, I'm going to need I-10 westbound to get cleared up here in the next 20 minutes before I head home. So let's make that happen. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
You're trading in your jacket and taking out the rain gear. Warming up and chances for rain moving into the forecast for Tuesday. You'll feel that warm up, lows only in the 50s and highs into the 60s. By Wednesday, we have 70s in the forecast during the daytime hours, and that will continue for the rest of the week, plus those chances for rain. Small chance on Tuesday, a 50-50 chance on Wednesday, and near 100% chances on Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much. Where we're at right now, 56 degrees and cloudy. That's exactly what the forecasted low is and the forecast for the overnight hours as well. So don't need to really say anything more than that other than an increasing chance of rain throughout the rest of the week as the temperatures go up as well. All right, if you know a Bills fan, a family member, friend perhaps, hopefully you've checked in on them and make sure that they are doing okay. I really thought that the Bills were going to be a team of destiny, and especially after the fumble at their 1 yard line that went out of the end zone to give the Bills the ball back, and then after Josh Allen fumbled and somehow a Bill fell on it, I really thought, hey, you know what? It's just their year to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then you have wide right, which for the Bills is the first time in their history that they have ever had a pivotal kick go that way.
Yeah, they're pretty lucky that they have not lost Super Bowl 25 to the New York Giants. I think the score was 20-19. They were very lucky that they did not deal with a Scott Norwood missed field goal off to the right. Yes, you are correct, sir. But yes, very heartbreaking loss for the Bills there. And it just sucks. I mean, even going into the game, everything was going their way. Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff game, everybody was talking about that. The Chiefs lost to the Bills in Arrowhead Stadium in the regular season. The Bills, what? After they beat my Steelers, they had won like 6 straight? Was that it? I can't remember. It was several games in a row that they had won. And it's like, I don't, or either that or they had only lost one in like a 6-game stretch, whatever. Bottom line is
they have beaten the Chiefs in the last, I believe, 2 regular seasons, maybe even 3. And then the Chiefs come back and beat them in the playoffs.
I'm not sure. I just know that, I mean, when it counts, the Bills can't deliver, and it just so happens to be against the Chiefs on a pretty consistent basis.
The last time that the Chiefs beat the Bills in the regular season was the COVID year, and that was at Buffalo, the only other time that the Chiefs have played in Buffalo before yesterday, and that was with no fans.
Yeah, I do remember hearing something like that. Yeah, I do remember hearing something like that, so that's a good point. But some other NFL results from the weekend include the Ravens demolishing the Texans 34-10. 49ers squeak past the Cinderella Packers 24-21. Lions beat the Buccaneers 31-23. And that is really the upside here. All the Bills fans who are looking for a new home, at least for the rest of this season, you can turn to the Lions. That's what I've done. With their win over Tampa Bay on Sunday, the Detroit Lions are heading to their first NFC Championship game since the 91-92 season when Joe was just a good old little boy.
A wee lad.
And it's just the second time ever that they're doing so. So the NFC title game is going to be 49ers and Lions, and the AFC title game is going to be Ravens and Chiefs. You can catch both those games next Sunday.
Yeah, you know, before this weekend, I would have said that that I wanted the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl for no other reason than I am very much a neutral when it comes to the playoffs, assuming that my Bears are not in it, which they rarely are. But at that point, I am fully concerned on give me the best possible Super Bowl matchup. I want the Super Bowl to be great, whether it's 2 Hall of Fame level quarterbacks or just the two best teams consensus wise that everybody says are the two best teams. So going into this weekend, once the Texans got eliminated, I was like, okay, I can live with any of the 3 remaining AFC teams, but in order for it to be an elite level Super Bowl matchup, it's got to be the 49ers. But if they don't have Debo Samuel,
they're not as elite.
And you know, I'm not saying that the Lions are going to go into San Francisco and win. If Debo's not playing, that is absolutely on the table. And, of course, the storyline, you know, it being Detroit, they haven't won an NFL championship since, like, 1957.
Something like that,
The Lions fans going to their first Super Bowl in Las Vegas, the opportunities for stories are endless there. So, I'm warming up to the Lions getting to the Super Bowl. In Vegas against whoever, the Chiefs or the Ravens. I think I'm okay with whoever wins on that one.
Well, and the early spread only has the Niners favored by 6.5 currently, so it seems like the Lions definitely have a shot. I'm pulling for them. Why not?
Let's see. So your Wake Forest Demon Deacons are currently in action against the Tar Heels, are they not?
Yes, and the score is currently North Carolina. I put on the script because this is what it said on the ESPN app. It said North Carolina was number 4 in the country. Kansas was number 3. Looking at the rankings on the ESPN webpage, it says North Carolina is number 3. Kansas is number 7. So we got some differing stuff with the rankings here, but they're both obviously elite teams. North Carolina is currently up 28-25 on Wake Forest with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half, and Kansas is hosting Cincinnati. That tips off at 8. You can catch both of those games on ESPN. So I'm not being biased when I say Wake Forest, North Carolina is looking pretty good right now if you're looking for a sporting event to tune into.
All right, very good. 6:45, another check of the roads here. I-10 westbound, we faring any better there?
It looks like it's lessened a little bit, but it is still there. Outside of that, everything else is smooth sailing.
All right, very good. And weather, here's Joe Neubauer.
Well, cold weather is finally leaving us here for a little bit here across northwest Florida. We're in the 50s today. We'll be in the 50s tonight, but you'll notice on Tuesday, highs get into the 60s, a small chance for rain during the day. And then by Wednesday, we are well into the 70s for highs, and we'll stay there for the rest of the work week as thunderstorm chances return. Our best chance for thunderstorms look to be Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. Very good. 6:45, health, business, and science notes today. Eating dark chocolate could reduce the risk of high blood pressure. Well, if that's the case, give me all of it. Mm-hmm. Here's Michael Kastner with more. Chocolate.
A new study in the journal Nature Scientific Reports found that dark chocolate may also decrease the risk of blood clotting. While an exact cause couldn't be determined, experts say the findings may warrant further research for any benefits in combating cardiovascular diseases. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right. Also, Panera Bread's caffeinated charged lemonade drinks are at the center of another lawsuit. A woman filed a suit in Delaware last week alleging she suffers long-term and permanent cardiac issues after drinking 2.5 charged lemonades. According to the lawsuit, she started experiencing symptoms like body shakes, heart palpitations, and shortness of breath.
I mean, it's like a drug. Like that's what it sounds like. It sounds like someone describing a hard drug. I don't know why Panera hasn't pulled that yet. The Federal Trade Commission is banning a company from selling or licensing people's precise geolocation data for the first time ever. The FTC settled with Texas-based InMarket Media after they gathered troves of consumer location data from mobile apps without disclosing that it would be used for targeted advertising. The agency alleges that the data broker marketed to advertisers looking for certain categories of people, such as Christian churchgoers, parents of preschoolers, and children who are homeschooled.
Also, let's see where we're at. FAA issuing a new safety alert recommending inspections on more Boeing jets. The alert suggests airlines look into door plugs of a second plane, the 737-900ER. The FAA notes that the jet uses an identical door plug design to the 737-9 MAX. So they recommend airlines inspect the bolts on the ER model, saying some operators found issues with them during maintenance inspections.
Golly, they are just looking rough.
Probably should look at all the airplanes.
Yeah, well, I mean,
with a critical eye.
Well, not only that, all airplanes, yes. And if the name Boeing is even remotely tied to it, yes, get to work. Eagle eye that son of a gun. Pop culture notes here. The 96th Annual Academy Awards are almost here.
Yes.
Fans will find out tomorrow morning if their favorite movie is nominated. The Oscars will be handed out on March 10th on ABC. Joe, you said that you only saw one movie like in the last calendar year, and it was Oppenheimer, correct?
Yes, in my prior life, and that's before having a soon-to-be 11-month-old, my best friend and I, we had the A-list membership where we would go to the movies quite frequently, and every year we would put together our top 10 list of movies that we saw in the theater, and we just see how they would align with, you know, award shows. But it's always interesting, as you know, these award shows, they always have like these movies like for Best Picture that I haven't heard of. I was like, where in the world did this come out, you know?
Right.
But typically I'll have seen two or three of them, so it's like, okay, that's pretty cool. But since having the baby and everything, I just don't go to movies anymore. But Oppenheimer is definitely going to be on the nomination. If there is an award show that I even remotely give 1% attention to, it is the Oscars. And I will, because I, for Best Picture and then for Best Actor, because of Oppenheimer and Cillian Murphy, who I thought was outstanding. I do need to check out Maestro with Bradley Cooper, because I've heard that will also be a contender too.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, Oppenheimer is the only one I've seen as well. I know Barbie's obviously gotten a lot of love.
Yeah.
But Oppenheimer, yeah, that was a good one. That one was one that it was actually good enough for me to be like, hey, I want to go see this movie, because I'm not much of a moviegoer, period. So that was pretty telling of that storyline there.
Yeah.
Billy Joel is getting ready to release his first new single in nearly 20 years. The Piano Man announced Turn the Lights Back On, and he announced that it will drop February 1st. It will be his first new song since 2007's All My Life.
Mm-hmm. And L. King is not apologizing, but the Grand Ole Opry is. After L. King's performance at Dolly Parton's 78th birthday tribute, King was appeared drunk, using foul language, and forgot lyrics to one of Parton's songs. So, yeah, probably not a great tribute there. The Opry tweeting, "We deeply regret and apologize for the language that was used," and King has not publicly commented on her performance. Girl, Elle King, who I guess you are very familiar with.
I'm familiar with her because I remember she had that song X's and O's that was like really popular. Mm. And I looked her up one day and saw that she was Rob Schneider's daughter. I'm like, oh wow, small world.
Okay.
But that's really all I know about her. I haven't seen the video. I'm looking up an article on it now. And it says, oh, the X's and O's singer. Yeah, that's like that was like her hit song. It says, don't tell Dolly, she told the crowd in the clip, because she forgot the words and started swearing on stage. She said, don't tell Dolly, holy SH, I swear if any of you guys tell Dolly.
Oh.
And the profanities didn't stop once Elle finished a song by Dolly, who was not in attendance.
Yes, everybody's just going to do what you say, and nobody was videotaping or nothing.
Yeah, I'm not even going to blanking lie, y'all bought tickets for this SH, she asked the audience, you ain't getting your money back. Elle then added, I'll tell you one thing more. Hi, my name is Elle King, and I'm blanking hammered.
Wow.
So, yes, I don't think there's speculation that she had had a little too much to drink. I think she
confirmed that.
We'll take that as a confession, yeah.
All right, 6:51, final break here on a Monday, back with some wacky stories and good news on Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 6:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there's only been one thing to report on, and it was I-10 West, just past Pensacola Boulevard. We had the congestion. It didn't look too severe. Then it got a little bit worse. Then it got a little bit better. I am now happy to report that it has completely cleared out. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should hopefully not be holding you up for too long.
You're trading in your jacket and taking out the rain gear. Warming up and chances for rain moving into the forecast for Tuesday. You'll feel that warm up. Lows only in the 50s and highs into the 60s. By Wednesday, we have 70s in the forecast during the daytime hours, and that will continue for the rest of the week. Plus those chances for rain. Small chance on Tuesday, a 50-50 chance on Wednesday, and near 100% chances on Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. We're at 56 degrees, cloudy, and that's where we're going to be overnight tonight. 30% chance of showers tomorrow, increasing up to around 60% on Wednesday, 80% Thursday. You kind of get where I'm going here. With the increase in the temperatures, the increase for rain chances are going to go up as well later on this week. Taking a look at some wacky stories here as we wrap up Monday. A radio station in southeastern Oklahoma is off the air after the owners say thieves cut down a broadcast tower. They were after the copper in the cables. All that work, they got about 80 to 100 feet of copper. It's worth about $100. I guess copper just isn't what it used to be, I guess. The damage to the tower, though, that's around $500,000. So a lot less damage that they were able to get. But inflict on the radio station was a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. Financially speaking, as far as the transaction goes, definitely in the red there. A California woman is accused of stealing thousands of dollars worth of the trendy Stanley stainless steel cups. Police in Roseville, just outside of Sacramento, said that they received a call last week about a woman walking out of a store with a cart full of the cups without paying. Employees told officers that she refused to stop and stuffed the stolen merchandise into her car. Police eventually caught up to the 23-year-old suspect and found 65 of the cups worth $2,500 in her car. That's street value, right, Joe? $2,500,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. A lady ordered a box of cookies through DoorDash when the driver showed up. It was very obvious they had been tampered with.
My box of cookies, why are they open? It's open. The box is open. Why is it open? You was eating it. You got chocolate on your mouth.
No.
You got chocolate right there on your mouth. You was eating my cookies?
Yeah.
You was eating them. It's open.
Open.
I'm reporting you to DoorDash.
Yes. Not only was the seal broken, but the evidence was right there on the guy's face.
Yeah. Whatever. I've complained about that enough. The man who stole Dorothy's ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz back in 2005 will be sentenced next week, and he's finally revealing why he did it. The crook is a career criminal named Terry Martin. He lifted the shoes from the Judy Garland Museum in 2005, but not because he knew anything about their cultural significance. Heck, he hadn't even seen the movie. A mob associate hired him to steal them so they could cash in on the rubies. He'd heard the shoes were insured for $1 million, so he assumed the gems were real. They were not. They were made of glass. After delivering the slippers to the guy who hired him, he retired from a life of crime, but they were recovered in 2018, and Terry was charged with stealing them.
Yes, they were insured for $1 million because they're literally the most famous piece of movie garb ever, not because they are actually ruby. Good news, locally here in Pensacola, a man who turned 80 over the weekend celebrated with a 1,000-mile motorcycle ride to raise awareness for human trafficking. Bernie Mostoller took off Saturday from the Gulf Coast Kids House. His route's taken him to Jacksonville, Port St. John, St. Augustine, and back home. Mostoller says he's raised about $7,000 so far, which will all be donated to trafficking victims.
And a couple from Toronto named Josh and Haley Lavelle flew to Jamaica last month. That's cool. But Haley got the flight crew to make a special announcement over the speaker system. They announced that Josh was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer back in 2020 and is now cancer-free. They added that he and Haley were heading to Jamaica on their honeymoon.
And congrats to Devin and Dylan Lee, their twin brothers who were named valedictorian and salutatorian of their high school graduating class. As you can see, I was not either one of them because I cannot even pronounce it. Devin is going to Cornell. Dylan is going to Yale.